There's two themes I want to look at in the readings today. And for the first theme, we can go back to the first reading with the Israelites. And the Israelites are in the desert. They had just escaped through God's power from Egypt. And as they're traveling through the desert in the midst of the blazing heat with the sun baking down, they realize that they are completely out of water. 600,000 men plus women and children and livestock in the middle of a desert, and they have no water. You can imagine this is just not a cause for concern. That is an emergency. Like, you will die within a day or two in the middle of the desert with no water. I think a good question to ask is, why would God put them in that position? You know, why would he lead them out into the desert with no water? He knows what's going to happen. And I think the reason he did that, part of the reason, is he wanted to teach them to thirst for him. More so than just physical water. He wanted to teach them to thirst for him and to trust in him that he would provide for their needs. And that's why he has Moses strike the rock with the staff and living water flowed from it. And the people could drink as much water as they wanted in the middle of the desert. He did that to teach them to thirst, not just for the physical water, but to thirst for the source of water. To thirst for him. As we look at the gospel, we see a similar theme. Because Jesus, in his dialogue with the Samaritan woman, begins to speak to her about living water. And he builds, in the course of the dialogue, a desire in her, as they're going through this dialogue, for this living water. Water that you can drink and never thirst again. And she says, "Lord, give me this water." And so he's building this desire and this thirst in her heart. The second theme, and perhaps the more important theme than our thirst for God, is the thirst of God for us. As we look at this dialogue with the Samaritan woman, it's Jesus Christ who sets up this dialogue. He's the one who's sitting at the well. He's the one who's waiting for this woman. He's the one who initiates the conversation, even though she's a Samaritan and Jews didn't associate with Samaritans. He initiates this dialogue. And in the course of this dialogue, he draws her in, you know, so that she begins to seek for the living water. And so what we can see is not just our thirst for God, but that Jesus Christ is thirsting for the faith of this woman. And the well itself is an important setting in the gospel, because wells, both in the Old Testament and also in the culture of the time, were the setting where a lot of betrothals happened. If you look at it through the Old Testament, you know, every time there's a scene at the well, there's a betrothal that's coming. You know, Moses met his wife at the well. Jacob met Rachel at the well. Because young women would go to the well to draw water. So a lot of times men would go to that location to seek a betrothal. That might explain why the apostles were so surprised to see our Lord at a well speaking to this woman. But Jesus is not seeking a natural betrothal with her. He is seeking a supernatural betrothal with this woman. And the Samaritan woman is an image of the church, because she is a mixed race. She's part Jewish and part Gentile, and as a Samaritan. And so that's an image of the church that's going to bring together the Jews and the Gentiles. And so what can we learn from this as we reflect upon these two themes? Well, the first thing we can reflect upon is that no matter what sins we've committed in the past, and no matter what the state of our soul is right now, or what path we're on, Jesus Christ is thirsting for each and every one of us at this very moment. He desires for our soul to be filled with life, with a desire that is incomprehensible to us. We cannot even imagine the thirst that Jesus Christ has for our faith, to be in a relationship with us, and for our souls to be filled with life. At this very moment, Jesus Christ is thirsting for our souls. The Catechism, paragraph 2560, says, whether we realize it or not, prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God thirsts that we may thirst for him. And so prayer is not something that's monotonous. It's not something that should be boring. It's not something we should view as a waste of time or something that we just do when we want something. Prayer is where the thirst of God, the incomprehensible thirst of God, meets the deepest thirst in our souls, which is our thirst for Him, for the living water. You know, prayer is where we encounter the very God who brought us into existence and is holding us in existence at this very moment. And so prayer is the meeting point of the deepest longing of our souls with the longing of God for us. You know, certainly there are times in prayer that are very fruitful, and there are other times that are very dry. But regardless, through the ups and downs of prayer, it's an expression of the longing of our hearts that meets the longing and the desire of Jesus Christ for each of us. What is the living water? You know, St. John tells us later in the gospel that the living water is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the love of God, an infinite ocean of life and mercy that Jesus Christ wishes to pour forth into us. That's the living water. It is the Holy Spirit. And so how do we access this water? If we want to be filled with the streams of life, this living water, which if we drink it, we will never thirst again, meaning it will satisfy the deepest longing of our souls. How do we access that water? Well, first, we need faith. You know, we see that with the Samaritan woman. She put her trust in the Lord. And the other Samaritans came to believe as well. He said, we have come to believe not because the Samaritan woman told them, but because they have heard his words. And so faith, when we approach prayer, we shouldn't be doing it to test God. Be like, okay, let's see if you're real or not. You know, we shouldn't be doing it just to get something out of it. When we approach prayer, we need to place our trust in the Lord and trust that He is truly the one who will fulfill the longings of our souls and to enter into that relationship in an authentic manner. So the first thing that's necessary is faith. Second thing, repentance. You know, after the Lord instills this desire in the Samaritan woman for this living water, He says to her in the gospel, bring your husband. And she says, well, I don't have a husband. And He says, yeah, the man you're living with right now is not your husband. And you have had five other husbands. He points out her guilt. And she doesn't run from it. She doesn't deny it. She accepts that. She recognizes that here is a prophet who is seeking her soul, that she has sinned. And so she is willing to turn away from that to come to Jesus Christ. And so that's important for us as well. So to have faith in the Lord, to be willing to turn away from our sin, no matter what state we're in or where we've been in the past, to be willing to turn away from that. And then how do we drink from that living water? Well, the fonts of that living water are going to be the sacraments, the Word of God in Scripture, and prayer. You know, those are where we need to turn to drink of the living water. You know, we're doing our Lenten talks on divine mercy. We have a divine mercy image in the confessional here at church. In that image, the heart of Jesus Christ is pierced, and rays of light are emanating from that heart. And there's rays that are red, symbolizing the blood that flowed forth, and there's pale rays, symbolizing the waters of life, the waters of baptism, and the ocean of mercy that the Lord desires to pour out upon us. Now, our Lord has promised that the people who venerate this image will be filled with graces. The Lord wishes to pour out His graces upon us. And so I encourage you, if you're looking to access the drink of the waters of life, pray before an image of divine mercy. Pray that the ocean of mercy that the Lord desires to pour out upon us will be unleashed within our souls. Prayer is where our thirst for God meets His thirst for us. And when we come to Him, He's not going to disappoint us because He desires so deeply to fill us with the living waters. And so I encourage you to turn to Him as the Samaritan woman did and to drink deeply of the waters of life that He so desires to pour out upon us.